Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Jeannie Ann is a typical six-year-old. When she learns her grandma has breast cancer, it brings up fears, questions, emotions, and misunderstandings that come with facing a medical challenge. With her loving family by her side, Jeannie Ann learns about what cancer can bring: tumors, mastectomies, chemotherapy, pain, and loss, but also hope. Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer by Diane Davies is a story written with honesty, love, and understanding for children of all ages. Diane traveled her own breast cancer journey in 2004. The blessings of a wonderful family, supportive friends, and an outstanding medical team made it possible for her to come through the experience stronger, wiser, and filled with a need to reach out and to help others. She has volunteered with the Hastings Breast Cancer Support Group to produce a DVD series entitled Voices of Hope and publish the books From There to Here, A Breast Cancer Journey and Breast Cancer Saved My Life. As a Bush Fellow, Diane has also created a nonprofit advocating for breast cancer patients. Diane Davies, educator, breast cancer survivor, grandmother, patient advocate, and author of Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer, is our guest on This Week in America. Diane, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Yes, thank you very much for having me. I appreciate that.
It's such an important message and something that sometimes maybe is overlooked. How do we go about telling younger people in the family what someone is going through? And you do that so well, and we'll talk about it during our conversation today. I briefly touched on your background. Give us a little bit more information about yourself. Especially, I like the education aspect because you understand what goes through the mind of a child, what their fears are. Well, tell me a little bit about Diane Davies.
Well, I'll certainly do that. I am a mother, a grandmother. I was a wife for 53 years and just recently lost my husband this spring.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, thank you. I'm a retired elementary teacher where I taught first grade and third grade for 26 years. And I'm, as you said, a breast cancer survivor and breast cancer advocate. And I, you know, I've worn many, many hats of leadership through my professional and my personal life. It's kind of one of those things that I do.
Well, and you do it so well. This message is so well delivered. And I mentioned for children of all ages, basically adults can read this and learn too. They can learn how to approach talking about cancer to a younger audience and maybe help them deal with all of their fears and nightmares as they go through this process. The book is Jeannie Ann's Grandma by Diane Davies. That's D-A-V-I-E-S. Her website is dianedavies.com, book available, Amazon, all of the usual places. I touched basically on why this story came about. Tell us a little bit more about that, the story behind Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer.
Well, I'd be happy to. In the early 70s, my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer. And then 34 years later, in 2004, I was diagnosed. I have always been a writer, but I became a published author in 2005 with From There to Here, my breast cancer journal. I've been a breast cancer patient advocate, and through that, many different doors and opportunities opened for me. As a teacher, I've read thousands of books to hundreds of kids, and it's always been a favorite time of the day for both the children and myself. And then in 2019, Jeannie Ann came into the picture, and I wrote that as a tool for families needing to have that I have cancer conversation with young children. It's one of the most important things that a breast cancer patient or any cancer patient can do is to bring their family along with them, especially the young children. And there are many, many reasons why that is so important.
Diane Davies, our guest on the program, an MCA and Eric Hoffer award-winning author. This is not something new. She's an accomplished author. Diane talks about reading books to children. You can get some of that on her website, DianeDavies.com. Information on all of her books, including this book, Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. A lot of other information at DianeDavies.com. Let's talk about some of the reasons why it is so important to approach in a age-appropriate manner young children and tell them what the journey is going to be about. Why is it so important to do this?
Well, Rick, children, as you know, are very, very perceptive. They understand life through a routine, and that routine includes their family. And if something is wrong or out of order in that routine, that becomes a clue that that perhaps the safety is gone. Something is happening there. And in the story, Jeannie Ann has clues about that. When she comes home from school, her baby brother is still in his pajamas and has been all day. Mom forgot to give her a snack. And Mom hugged her harder and longer than she had before. So, you know, those are all breaks in routine, and they signaled to Jeannie Ann that there was a problem. So, you know, watching for that break in routine is an important factor. And also, another thing is that children have a tremendous imagination, and if they're not informed about what's going on or what's happening, their imagination takes over, and it actually becomes worse than the reality really is. They make up stories about what's happening.
Oh, yes.
And Jeannie Ann had that problem too. She couldn't figure out, she heard the word cancer. She overheard Mom and Dad whispering after she'd left the table, and she heard the word cancer. She knew that cancer was something bad, but she didn't know what it was. And she couldn't figure out who had cancer. Was it her? Was it her baby brother? Was it her mother? Was it her dog? You know, she had no idea what was going on. And that puts children into a panic. Another thing, too, is that, you know, keeping secrets from kids. One thing that does, and it does very well, is it shuts down the lines of communication in a family. And certainly in this day and age, that's something we don't want to happen with our kids. We want to keep them informed, and we want to keep them talking to us and sharing with us what's happening. And making secrets or keeping secrets from children cause that not to happen. It causes that break in that communication
yes.
line. So it's very important. And also, as a parent, our job is to model for our kids how to be an adult. You know, how do adults handle things appropriately, and how do we face problems within our life? And like you said earlier, it has to be age appropriate, but you just cannot leave children out of a problem like this. You have to include them and make them a part of the journey.
Diane Davies is our guest on the program, author of the book, Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. Her website is DianeDavies.com. Book available wherever books are sold, and you can link on directly to Diane's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. If you're listening and thinking, I wouldn't even know what my child is thinking, Diane knows because she's taught first and third graders, as she's mentioned. You give us some things, some questions that the younger people have, starting with, did I cause the cancer? What are some of the questions that children have? Maybe they won't vocalize those, but these are questions in their mind that we really, as adults, need to address.
Oh, absolutely. The one that you just talked about is the first question, you know, did I cause it? Was my behavior the reason my mother or my grandmother or my father or whomever may have come down with cancer? If I had behaved better, would the story be different? You know, would they not have the cancer? Another question that bothers kids is, can I catch it? you know, if mom has breast cancer and I give her a hug and a kiss, am I going to have breast cancer? Children just don't understand all of those little pieces and parts of a diagnosis. Yes. Like that. And it's important that we bring them along and share that with them. Another mistaken question that children ask is, can I cure it? You know, if I stop misbehaving, if I go to bed on time every night, will that make my mother better? Will the cancer go away? Another, you know, misconception that the children have. And finally, the fourth thing that children are concerned about at a time like this is, and I think this is maybe one of the most important ones, is who will take care of me? You know, mom's going to be in the hospital. Dad's going to be visiting her. Who's going to cook my meals? Who's going to put me to bed? Who's going to read me a story? Children are, you know, their world revolves around themselves, not all the rest of us in the world. But and I think that's probably one of the most important things that we need to remember, is to listen to our kids and to follow their direction and answer the questions that they have about this kind of a diagnosis. You don't have to go into the scientific cure for cancer or anything. Heavens, you know, they just want their curiosity satisfied, and they just want to feel a part of the solution and a part of the family.
You were going through this process as you were writing the book, Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer, going through the mind of the child and the adult as they're presenting that. What kind of a challenge is it for adults, and what kind of challenge was it for you as a writer to balance the realism, cancer is scary, along with hope? You do such an excellent job of tying in that hope. It doesn't necessarily mean this is going to have a bad ending. It's going to be difficult, but with hope, we can get through this. How difficult was it to strike that right balance, especially dealing with a young person?
Well, I think that children kind of live in hope. You know, their life is a mixture of love and hope. And if we can just tap into that and you know, turn that on or turn that up, so to speak, by listening to what they're saying, I think we're good. You know, I think we can bring them along quite easily. I would even suggest that, if possible, that parents would take a child along to a treatment activity. You know, maybe it's a time of chemotherapy and an infusion type process, and the child could sit with the patient and maybe read the patient a story, or, you know, show the patient some pictures, and just that the closeness, you know, of being together and being part of that process in itself brings hope to the child.
Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer by Diane Davies, our guest on the program. Our website, dianedavies.com. You'll find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. Talking about verbally what you can do to bring the child along and to share the information, what do we need to watch out from a nonverbal standpoint? The signals we may send unconsciously, subconsciously to a child. How important is that?
Well, let me share a story with you. Back in like 2020, I believe it was, the Angel Foundation here in Minnesota sponsored a breast cancer family event, and they had newly diagnosed patients invited along with their families to an event for breast cancer, and they invited me to read Jeannie Ann to three different groups of kids at three different times. And so I read to younger children, I read to middle-aged children, and then I read to the senior high group of kids. And all of the, you know, they're all children. They're all very
yes.
basically just a little bit older, you know, along the way. And the group that gave me nightmares were the high school kids, because that's an area that I didn't teach in and didn't work in. But what I did was I read the story to each group, and then I had them in some way react to the story by writing something about it, drawing a picture, telling an experience or something that they had had. And the one that struck me the hardest was a young boy in middle school, and his name was Tig. And as soon as we finished reading the story, Tig just started writing. And we had probably 20 minutes, maybe 15, 20 minutes to write. And he wrote that whole time. And then at the end of that process, the other students all shared what they had written or what they had drawn and talked about it in front of the rest of the kids. And Tig just kept writing. He was still writing. And at the end of the time, a bell rang and the kids were dismissed to go to their next part of the day. And Tig stood up and he said, wait, come back. I didn't get to share. And I want to share my story. So all the kids turned around and came back, sat down, and listened to Tig's story. And he went on to talk about how mom felt something in her breast at a baseball game. And so they made a joke out of it, and they started calling it mom's baseball tumor. And he said, we laughed and laughed and joked about mom's baseball tumor for days and up until the scheduled surgery. And then in his little letter, he said, and then it wasn't funny anymore. And mom had stage 4 breast cancer. And so that, you know, the kids all empathized with him and all they went. Oh, before he left, though, he said to me, what do you want me to do with this paper? And I said, it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. If you want to throw it away, you can. If you want to give it to somebody, you can. If you want to give it to your mom, it's yours. You do what you want with it. And he said, do you want it? And I said, oh, my gosh, I would love to have that, Tig. Yes, thank you. So I took it. Later that day, I met with the parents, and I shared with them, you know, how their children had reacted. And I read Tig's letter to the parent group. And of course, you know, there were tears. And afterwards, the mom came up to me and she said, thank you. Tig has not responded in any way to any of this. This is the first we've heard from him about my whole cancer journey, she said. And I am so pleased that he responded in this positive way. That's the kind of impact that we can have on our kids. And that's how we build hope, isn't it? That's how we
yes.
change things around and make it a positive instead of a negative in their lives. So,
what a touching and powerful story. Our guest is Diane Davies, author of the book, Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. Her website is DianeDavies.com. In reading reviews, there's one from a nurse who works in a breast center who was so impressed that she bought several copies and took into the hospital. Another person, I assume a visitor to a hospital, but took a couple of books in, impressed by the job that you've done and the message and the presentation that Diane has done in Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. What is the impact so far, the feedback you're getting? Excellent feedback from the parents group and opened up a new avenue between the parent and the child, Tig, in this case. And you read the reviews where people are taking these into hospitals and sharing these. It has to be rewarding.
Oh, it really is. The other day, a friend of mine had gone in for a mammogram, and in the waiting room, was Jeannie Ann's story. It was sitting there on the counter, and she took a picture of it and sent it to me, and she said, you know, this just made me feel like you were here with me, Diane, while I was going for my mammogram. that's an impact.
Well, it certainly is. And it talks about the power of the book and the message. And again, I keep coming back to the presentation. It's one thing to try to talk about it. This is not a textbook. This is a book that's written with a sense of humanity and a sense of hope for all of us, designed for children, great for adults, and probably for some adults that have been putting this off. This is the ideal way to start the conversation, isn't it? You don't have to go get on Google and figure out how to present this to a child. You've already laid it out with Jeannie Ann.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think the big important piece from this whole story is the idea that it's love that makes the difference. You know, it's the love that you share with your child by listening to them and talking to their fears and listening to what they have to say about it. And not by creating more fear in them, but by helping them realize that love is the big answer, you know, and that anything, there's hope where there's love. And I guess that's kind of my story.
Well, yes, and it's a powerful one. And I want to just take a second here to talk about that, because you went through this in your family. You went through it yourself. How important is love and hope and having that there? You're getting the medical people and you're getting the honest truth from them. And it sometimes can be scary, but you've got that emotional support. How important is the emotional support?
Oh, it's everything. It is absolutely everything. A story from my own journey through breast cancer. I was angry. I was very, very angry. And I was not a happy camper with anybody, including my husband. He went with me faithfully to every appointment that I had, and he helped talk me through decisions that I needed to make. And yet he knew that, you know, the decisions were mine, that he couldn't jump in and make them for me. I had to be happy with the decisions that I made about what my body was going to look like and be like for the rest of my life. And we went to see the plastic surgeon. And after we left, I made kind of a derogatory remark about the plastic surgeon, and I called him not a very nice name. And my husband looked over at me and he said, "You know, I wonder who the one with the problem really is, Diane. Is it you or is it the plastic surgeon?" Mm. And I thought, oh, my goodness, that turned me around totally. And that was said out of love and concern.
Yes.
I mean, that had to have been a very difficult thing for him to say to me at that time in our relationship and in our life. And yet it was exactly what I needed to hear, because it turned me around and made me want to become a survivor rather than a victim of cancer. And that was all because of his love for me, you know, that he said
yes.
That. So
there's a message in his message, something again to take away from our conversation with Diane on the program today. The book is so well done. I've got just a couple minutes left in the program. You mentioned, and I touched on it too, you've written books not just for children, but adults as well. Briefly, what are some of the books that you've written, and what's most enjoyable for you? Or do you find enjoyment in writing for adults and children?
Actually, I enjoy both writing. I really enjoy reading to children, but as a breast cancer support group leader, I found that I was equally successful working with adults too. And again, Rick, I think it's that whole comfort love thing, you know,
yes.
Where if you can display that love and honestly show that to people, you're going to help change their lives, and you're going to bring about some love and some hope and some caring into their world, no matter how it turns out.
So, such a powerful message, and there are so many in Jeannie Ann's book, the book Jeannie Ann's Grandma by Diane Davies, the book available at our website, dianedavies.com. What are you working on now? I'm sure there's another book that you're working on, or maybe that it's done and ready to be published.
Well, actually, I'm working on several things. I rescued a dog.
Ah, fantastic.
His name is Willie. And so I have written about Willie, the COVID rescue pup. So I'm doing kind of a series on Willie. The first one is out. And the next one I'm working on is called Love in the Neck. And I have a whole series of books about life in the neck. And a neck is a long, narrow strip of land along a river, which happens to be my driveway. And I talk about the animals and stuff living there in my driveway and animals that I see every day. And Love in the Neck is Willie finds a girlfriend, and the girlfriend also lives here in the neck as a neighbor, and it's kind of their love story, and it's adorable. It's going to be good.
Well, information. Go ahead, finish up. I'm sorry.
That's okay. The other thing I was going to say is I'm also now working on a grief journal. Talking about my journey through grief since my husband passed. So that will be a while yet before that comes out, but it will be similar to my journey through breast cancer, only it will be a journey through grief.
Well, I hope we have a chance to do this again and talk about some of the other books. Grief is something we all deal with and struggle to deal with. People say things to us and we accept those, but does it really help? And what do you say to somebody? There's so many elements that that I'm sure that Diane is going through sharing in the new book, and hopefully we can discuss that as well. Diane, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. Excellent job with Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer. And I want to mention the website, dianedavies.com. Information on this book, all of the other books, as new books come out, you'll find information there as well. And you can have Diane read to you as well. So go to the website, and a lot there, a lot of great information. Diane, a pleasure. Thank you for joining us on the program.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
It has been our pleasure. Diane Davies, D-A-V-I-E-S, our guest. The book is Jeannie Ann's Grandma Has Breast Cancer, book available wherever books are sold. Our website, dianedavies.com. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Back on today's program, right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.